The Mets also lost the game to Cleveland in extras, 7-6. Frustrating loss. Manaea goes and was crisp and really good through five, giving you one of the these good outings, and then just fell apart in the sixth inning. And gives up a couple hits the other way, gives up the bomb three-run shot. And before you know it, real quick, before Mendoza had a chance to even figure out what was going on, 5-0. The Mets come back. Pete Alonso with a big three-run home run that was kind of gifted to them. I wanted to tweet out, but I was in no mood, and I didn't feel like the repercussion. But someone's got to tell Cleveland that only the Yankees can turn double plays into three-run home runs, but that's what happened. Rocchio, who you remember playing shortstop for Cleveland last year in the ALCS, a series the Yankees won, by the way, in case you don't know that. But it was easy. And meant nothing. But obviously you get the three-run home run for Pete Alonso, had a big night, a couple of big hits. Although in the ninth, unable to come through, and that's really like the sequence of events there, whether it's obviously you get Lindor to get on base. You get Lindor with the base hit down the line, Taylor pinch running for Alvarez, who got a leadoff single to start the inning, moves him over to third base. Taylor doesn't score, held up at third. Would have been a very close play. Obviously would have scored because the ball was ended up dropped. But if the ball wasn't dropped, it would have been a very close play. I have no problem. I know a lot of Met fans seem to have a problem. You lost the game, so you always look at things like that. And he was booking around the bag. There's no doubt. He got a late stop. He was running pretty damn hard. And it would have been a good close play at the plate. It probably takes a very good throw to get him out, but if he gets thrown out there and you're waiting at the top of the order's coming up, you need to put the ball in play. I mean, you're going to be kicking yourself for getting thrown out at the plate. So they hold him. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Soto gets the intentional walk, and Pete Alonso can't come through with the biggest hit of the night. Strikes out swinging through a fastball. In extras, the Mets throw away a bunt. Leads to two runs. They get one back in the bottom of the inning, but not enough. And the Mets dropped six of their last seven games off a seven-game win streak. And the starting pitching has been a major issue now. Whether it's Kodai Senga not been good enough and going really hardly any innings. Whether it's now, obviously, Frankie Montas pitching his way out of the rotation. Clay Holmes not being as effective as he's been hitting these innings that he hasn't hit in years. And his inability to get out of the fourth or fifth inning, and now you're going to even not be able to get out of that Manaea, who has really faltered here, hasn't gone deep into a game. Pitched well, don't get me wrong. When I say faltered, I meant in this game. He's pitched fairly well since coming back from injury, but he hasn't gone deep, and now he just fell apart, lickety-split. Within a couple of batters, gave up five runs in the sixth inning in this game. So right now, the bullpen, fortified at the trade deadline. We saw Rogers in this game. Helsley is obviously a very good reliever, too. We've seen him pitch well for the Mets. And then you get Diaz, who did have a game. I mean, had a runner at third and just gets... He's just a magician sometimes out there. He gets into the biggest jams and finds his way out of it. So you got Diaz, you got Helsley, you got Rogers. You feel good about the back end of the bullpen. It's a deeper bullpen, but you just can't rely on it over and over again. And these starters... It's the starting rotation and the innings they give you, and it's the offense and the runners in scoring position. Same thing over and over again. They got lucky to have an opportunity for Pete Alonso to hit that three-run home run. It got them back into the game, followed up by a base hit from Jeff McNeil. They tie the game at five, can't get that final run in, and then in extras, they throw the game away. Can't find a way to win. 6 out of 7. Against teams that aren't trying, really. Against a San Francisco team that punted on the season and traded away everybody. And Cleveland really isn't trying much either. They traded away guys, and they're 10 games back and in their division behind the Tigers. So against two teams, they lost their closer to suspension. So the Mets come home as the best record, best home record in all of baseball. And they come home and lose, 4 or 5 here. To teams that aren't even trying. They've got to do better tomorrow, and they've got Clay Holmes on the mound. against Allen, who's had a pretty good year, with a 4 ERA. But Clay Holmes has got to come out and pitch very well tomorrow, because you do not want late. You know, they are now a game and a half behind Philadelphia, who won last night, and they've just got to find a way. The starting pitching is just not good enough. And again, yeah, Beatty makes a mistake on a bad throw. I thought Lindor could have handled it better. The third base coach held up a would-be base runner in Taylor that could have scored, but I understood why he did it. And Pete Alonso, although having a great night, can't come through with the sacrifice fly that could have won the game, and they don't do enough in the bottom of the 10th either.